Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. So let us come to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you and worship you and thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. I want to thank you for dying on that cross for us so we can have salvation and it can be free. I want to thank you that bearing our sickness and removing our disease by your stripes so we don't have to be sick and afflicted. All we've got to do is walk in obedience to your word. Father, help us to walk holy in obedience to your word so we don't have to be tormented by the devil and be sick and afflicted. Now, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful day. As the word goes out, bless it and anoint it to everyone that will hear it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, praise the Lord. We've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 the last few days. And they are so awesome. If you've never walked in the gifts of the Spirit, then I would challenge you to get over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Read those gifts. Study those in detail. And then get on the Lord's doorstep. Repent for all of your sins and come holy before the King of the universe and ask him to fill you every day with a mighty love and power of the Holy Spirit and ask him to use you in a mighty way. I have done that so many days in my life, and I have seen the Lord use me in so many wonderful ways. It is just wonderful to see the King of the universe do these mighty miracles and healings and signs and wonders that he says he will do. A lot of people will tell you that those things went away with the apostles, but don't you believe that. That's just a lie from the devil. The book of Acts, where it says the Acts of the Apostles, actually it was, I think it was named incorrectly. That wasn't really the Acts of the Apostles. It was the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's the one that's actually doing all those things. It's just the men going about and doing things and seeing the Lord move through them. And those wonderful things that happened in the book of Acts has not ceased. I have had the privilege to walk in many of those and see the Lord do these great and mighty signs and miracles and wonders and healings and salvations and deliverances from the devil. Even raised one man from the dead many years ago. It's wonderful to see the Lord do these wonderful things. So get over there in the gifts of the Spirit. Study the gifts of the Spirit. I mean, hunger and thirst for the Word of God. Walk holy before the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you the reason so many people do not get to walk in this is because too many people spend too much time watching television, reading the newspapers, going to movies, all those things. You know, those are worldly things. You know, you won't ever walk in the gifts of the power of the Spirit if you go to one or two or three movies a week, or if you come home every day and turn on the television and just watch the news or watch some of these programs that are on television today. You will never walk in these mighty gifts of the Spirit if you'll do that. You'll have to turn off the television. The only thing you can watch on television is some Christian things. There is some Christian television, and praise the Lord for Christian television. And there is some Christian radio, and you can listen to some of that. You have to be careful who you listen to. I have even heard people that tell things on Christian radio that was not according to the Word of God. So you have to be careful and properly discern on everything you do. But you have to stop reading magazines. You have to stop reading the newspaper. You know, it's just so many things you have to stop doing. It's costly. It's very costly to walk in God's anointing. But it's worth it. Whatever you do, believe the Lord. I'm here to tell you that you can see the Lord do some mighty wonderful things. Now, I realize I'm just a normal man, and I live out in the country on a farm, and I mean, I had no idea that I'd ever get to see God do all these wonderful things, but I did know that holiness was required, so I have spent my life trying to walk holy before God. and not filling myself with the trash of the world, but only the Word of God. And He has honored that in my life. He has given me great faith as I've read and studied His Word. He's kept me from being sick. I've not had a sick day in over 20 years, and I'm 66 years old, and I can do anything I could do when I was 30 years old. No surgeries, nothing. Praise the King. Thank you, Jesus, for what's available. He renews my youth daily like the eagles, and I'm so grateful for what the King does. In fact, the other day, I had back in November, I had a very godly Christian family come to my church here in North Dallas, and they brought their daughter, and she had breast cancer, and she was only in her 20s. And so they had told me what all they had done and everything, how they had prayed, and it wasn't getting any better. So I told them, I said, we'll make sure, first of all, that you've repented of all your sins. And we went through all that, made sure they was holding no grudges, no unforgiveness or nothing. And I said, now then, once we've got all the sins repented of, we'll come to the Lord on behalf of His Word. I said, in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow those that believe. I said, I'm a believing believer. So I laid my hands on her after repentance of all sin, even the sins of unbelief of God's promises. I rebuked the enemy, commanded him to leave her in the name of Jesus, and for her to be healed in Jesus' name, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18, where Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, we shall drive out these sicknesses or these evil spirits, because that's what sickness is, evil spirits. And it says, and we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And she did. She got well. The lump went away, the cancer went away, and she got completely well in a very short period of time. So then several months comes and goes, I think about 4 months, because it was up into the middle of February. The mother came to me with her husband and said, I've had a tumor for 15 years. It's bigger than a golf ball. And she said, we have prayed over it and prayed over it and prayed over it, and it has never changed. She said, I want you to pray over it. So again, we went through, got everybody's sins repented of, no unforgiveness, everything, walking in love, walking obedience to the Word. We're not talking evil about nobody. We're not joking or jesting or committing any kind of sins. And so after doing that, then again, we take the Word of God and we come to the Lord. Matthew 18:19. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Laid my hands on her, rebuked the enemy, commanded him to leave in the name of Jesus, and asked her if she agreed. She said, I do. I said, it's done, because Jesus made us a promise in Matthew 18:19. 2 weeks, I was back at church, came up to give a testimony. She said, just a little over a week, and that thing was completely gone. Now see, the acts of the Holy Ghost, the acts of the Holy Spirit has never ceased. All you've got to do is obey God, walk holy before Him, and read His Word, and believe what He said. And He is a faith God, and He still does the same things today that He done 2,000 years ago. He has never changed. He's a mighty God. So if you've not ever operated or acted on the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, gifts of the Spirit, you need to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You need to get into those gifts. You need to study those gifts. You need to covet those gifts. You need to ask the Lord to fill you with the mighty Holy Spirit and get in there with God and let Him do something wonderful in your life. Remember, He said in Acts chapter 5, He said, I give the Holy Ghost to them who obey me. So I think that's a problem. I see so many people in the church today. They'll lie to you when you walk up to them. Ask them a little question. Do you know that this happened or that happened? And they may know it very well, but they don't want you to know that they know it, because they haven't done anything about it. And they'll say, oh no, I didn't know that. Well, let me tell you, that's a lie. Don't lie. The Lord says, do not let lying be in the mouths of his children. We are to be truthful. If you're not truthful, then you're, in Ephesians chapter 6, you're supposed to gird your loins about with truth. If you lie, then you've got a chink or a crack in your armor. And you've got a place for the fiery darts of the devil to come in. And you don't want those fiery darts to come in because he'll shoot right through those cracks. If you're trying to walk in peace and you ask someone, are you walking in peace or in love with everyone? And they say, oh, yes, whenever they've got a grudge or an unforgiveness toward another brother for something they did, not only are they lying, but now they've got a grudge and unforgiveness, and also they are angry. Well, if you're walking in all of those attributes, you're not going to get the Holy Ghost to do very much for you. So you need to repent of your sins. You need to walk in love. You need to make sure that you're walking holy before God. Because if you walk holy before the Lord, and he gives you the Holy Ghost, he says to his obedient children, those that believe him and to those that diligently seek him, then he will do anything you ask him to do. He has just made these promises to his children in this book over and over and over. Think about this magnificent promise. The average Christian does not believe this promise. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, Jesus said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Now, for obedient Christians, this is a promise. In fact, one of the couples that comes to my church, there was a lady the other day that was a friend of someone they know at work. And this lady had been stung by bees and wasps, not bees, it was wasps, all over her face. And they had finally taken her to the hospital, and all over her head they had stung her. Her nose was swelled closed, her eyes were swelled shut, her throat was swelling shut. She had had some kind of a reaction to this poisonous chemical from these wasps, and this woman was dying. The doctor said they couldn't do anything. So this couple got two or three other people together. They took this promise of Matthew 18:19. They prayed over this woman at noon and guaranteed everybody around that she would recover because Jesus had made them the promise. And by 9 o'clock that night, that woman is home, completely normal. Her swelling is all gone down in her head, and you couldn't even tell she had been stung with a wasp. That's what God will do for you if you will believe his word and get into the gifts of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. I invite you to call me. We'd be happy to send you free and postpaid all kinds of audio, video, CDs, DVDs. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord and have a great day in Christ.